Blackstone Audio presents The Bruised Reed by Richard Sibbs. This book is read by Jim Dennison. Chapter 1. The Reed and the Bruising. The prophet Isaiah, being lifted up and carried with the wing of a prophetical spirit, passes over all the time between him and the appearing of Jesus Christ in the flesh, seeing with the eye of prophecy and with the eye of faith Christ as present. He presents him, in the name of God, to the spiritual eye of others in these words: Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 3. These words are alleged by Matthew as fulfilled now in Christ. See Matthew chapter 12, verses 18 through 20. In them are propounded, first, the calling of Christ to his office. Secondly, the manner in which he carries it out. Christ's calling. God calls him here his servant. Christ was God's servant in the greatest piece of service that ever was, a chosen and a choice servant who did and suffered all by commission from the Father. In this we may see the sweet love of God to us, in that he counts the work of our salvation by Christ his greatest service, and in that he will put his only beloved Son to that service. He might well prefix it with, Behold, to raise up our thoughts to the highest pitch of attention and admiration. In time of temptation, apprehensive consciences look so much to the present trouble therein that they need to be roused up to behold him in whom they may find rest for their distressed souls. In temptations, it's safest to behold nothing but Christ, the true brazen serpent, the true Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. This saving object has a special influence of comfort to the soul, especially if we look not only on Christ, but upon the Father's authority and love in him. For in all that Christ did and suffered as mediator, we must see God in him reconciling the world unto himself. See 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. What a support to our faith is this, that God the Father, the party offended by our sins, is so well pleased with the work of redemption. And what a comfort is this, that, seeing God's love rest on Christ, as well pleased in him, we may gather that he is as well pleased with us, if we be in Christ. For his love rests in a whole Christ, in Christ mystical as well as Christ natural, because he loves him and us with one love. Let us therefore embrace Christ and in him God's love, and build our faith safely on such a Savior that is furnished with so high a commission. See here, for our comfort, a sweet agreement of all three persons. The Father gives a commission to Christ, the Spirit furnishes and sanctifies to it, and Christ himself executes the office of a mediator.